From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Anyone who has ever collected baseball cards knows the euphoria of ripping open a new package, inhaling the aroma of cheap gum, and feeling those crisp, hard trade stock cards on your fingers. Brad Baluchian recently got a couple of decks of baseball cards on eBay, unopened, from 1986, and he decided to go and find those players to see what they were doing today, decades later, so he can put those stories into a book. For Baluchian, it's an adventure, traveling the country trying to find players, some who were famous, others who were barely known. Joining us now from the studios of WGCU in Fort Myers is Brad Baluchian. He has a doctorate in philosophy and is an adjunct professor at Laney College in Oakland. Brad, where did the idea to find players from a deck of baseball cards come from?
Talking to one of my friends who also is a baseball nut from that era, we're just bouncing around ideas about how we both collected cards around the same time. And we kind of came to this idea that, you know, what was so cool about opening a pack of baseball cards was that you had this random factor. You know, you didn't really know what was going to be in the pack or what mix of players.
Name a couple of them.
Okay, so on the more famous side, it ranges from the one Hall of Famer in the pack is Carlton Fisk. The next most famous guys would be Dwight Gooden, maybe Vince Coleman. And it ranges all the way down to Jaime Coconauer, who was a guy that almost no baseball fans from that era would probably remember. He only played 3 years.
What's it like when you meet them? I mean, what do you talk about? What do you do in that first meeting?
So I've done everything from I went bowling with one guy. I went to the zoo with one guy. I watched a guy give a batting lesson to a student of his. So I really, we do have those moments when we're sitting down across from each other doing a traditional interview, but I'd much rather get them out in a different setting and, you know, mix it up a little bit.
Another fascinating part of this journey is just trying to get to some of these players. And, well, you told me about one of them you really had a hard time getting a hold of, but you had to go out of your way just to even get close to him. Tell me about that story.
Most guys have been very cooperative, and you know, it took a lot of research on my part to find them. But once I found them, you know, they've been very helpful. Again, as you said, the story is about the quest as much as it is, you know, the actual catch, so to speak. And so, when I was in Sarasota, I found out through a contact where Carlton Fisk always golfs, and you know, where he hangs out during the day. And I basically felt very uncomfortable doing this because I'm a very honest person that doesn't really lie very often. But I basically posed as somebody that was interested in buying property so I could get into the clubhouse so I could then try to find Carlton in person and talk to him. But unfortunately, he was either out of town or he wasn't there that day.
Here you have these decks of cards from decades ago. Tell me real quickly, what did it smell like when you opened them up, and did you really eat the gum?
It smelled just like musty old cardboard, which is actually kind of a nice smell. But I did take the gum, and it almost had turned completely white, as if it was like fossilized, you know. And I put it in my mouth, and as soon as I bit down, it just crumbled, you know, like it just became like dust almost. And like I couldn't even with all the spit in your mouth, I couldn't work it into a cohesive gumball. It just didn't gel at all. It just was lots of crumbs in my mouth. And so I think I just spat it out after a few seconds.
We've been talking with Brad Baluchian. He's on a fascinating journey. He bought a couple of decks of baseball cards on eBay and decided he was going to go find all of those players to hear their stories. He's halfway through his journey, and he plans to turn it into a book. Brad, it's been an absolute pleasure, and best of luck to you on the rest of this journey.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.